Good morning. This is Max Dirks with Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the 2019 CRP mid-contract managements. All producers with scheduled mid-contract management, or MCM, activities on their CRP in 2019 have been sent packets of information from FSA. All packets include CRP cost share information, which is the scheduled MCM activity, in a highlighted map. Now is the best time to plan or make your final arrangements to get your MCM activity completed this spring. If you're going to complete the activity yourself, that's great, but make sure you're following an approved NRCS seeding plan and or have your fire breaks maintained for spring burn. If you're going to hire somebody else to complete your activity, please make those preparations today, as the springtime planning period is always narrow. Producers are encouraged to have a plan B in place in case Mother Nature doesn't cooperate. The spring opportunity to get your MCM activity completed is before May 15th. Absolutely no MCM activities are going to be completed during the primary nesting season, which runs May 15th to August 1st. Failure to perform the planned MCM activities may lead to penalties and or termination of your CRP contract, and then the refunds have to be made of all the payments that you've received to date. If you have any questions about your upcoming mid-contract management activity, please contact your local county FSA office and your NRCS office. And next, some reminders about the breaking of new ground. All participants of the USDA programs are required to be in compliance with highly erodible land conservation, which is HELC, and wetland conservation, which is WC, provisions. USDA programs not only include those administered by both FSA and NRCS, but they also include crop insurance. Therefore, we want to remind producers to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new ground, they conduct any land clearing, tree removal, or drainage-type projects. Completing those activities without prior authorization may put your federal farm program benefits at risk, which include your crop insurance premium subsidies. Prior to any of those activities, landowners and operators are required to submit what they call the Form AD-1026, which is the Highly Erodible Land Conservation, HELC, and Wetland Conservation, WC, certification. That identifies a proposed action and allows FSA to determine whether a referral to NRCS for further review is necessary. Producers with what they consider highly erodible or HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. If you've recently added a new farm to your operation, please review the conservation plan of the operations for your new farm to make sure you maintain all USDA program eligibility. It might also be a good time to review your conservation plan on ground you farm for years prior to heading into the field this spring. Now, don't forget to update your records. As we wait for the new Farm Bill program provisions to be written and software to be developed, it's very important that producers keep us informed of farm ownership changes, farm operator changes, bank account changes, and any other farm record changes that are occurring. What we can get done now in the next several months before the new program sign-ups start and before acreage reporting season begins will save us a lot of time later. One thing to keep in mind is that deeds that are filed at the courthouse when ownership changes, they don't automatically get sent to our office, so producers need to remember to notify us at FSA of those changes. One of the more common changes that we're not always informed of is the formation of a trust, and for revocable trusts, we need to know what happens after the death of the grantor. It's also very helpful for the heirs of the deceased producers to let us know if there's going to be an estate. If an estate's formed, let us know when it is settled and who the beneficiaries of the land are. We encourage producers to let us know of changes as soon as they occur. As I talked about earlier, the more changes we can get processed now really saves us time for everyone during acreage reporting season this spring and summer, as well as during the new farm program signups that we have later on this year. And now a reminder for direct and guaranteed borrowers of farm loans that have real estate security. I'd like to remind farm loan borrowers who have pledged real estate security as have pledged real estate as security for their loans, there's some key items that need to be maintained for of the loan collateral. As required, the borrowers must obtain prior consent or approval by either FSA for the direct loans or by a guaranteed lender for any transaction that's going to affect real estate security. Some examples of these include leases of any kind, easements of any kind, any subordinations, partial releases, or sales. Failure to meet or follow the requirements set forth in the loan agreement, promissory note, and other security instruments could lead to a non-monetary default, which could jeopardize your current and future loans. It's critical that borrowers keep an open line of communication with their FSA loan staff or guaranteed lender when it comes to changes in their operation. For more information on on-farm loans and borrower responsibilities, contact your local county FSA office or check out fsa.usda.gov. And finally, marketing assistance loan reminders. Bins are ideally designed to hold a level volume of grain. And when bins are overfilled and grains heaped up, airflow is hindered, the chances of spoilage increases. Producers who take out or have taken out marketing assistance loans and use that farm-stored grain as collateral need to remember that they're responsible for maintaining the quality of that grain throughout the term of the note. In addition, if the loan grain has been disposed of through either feeding, selling, or anything else, disposal without prior written authorization from the county office, that's considered an unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for that unauthorized disposition are severe, and a producer's name is going to be placed on a loan violation list for a two-year period. So before you haul any grain under loan, contact our office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're in Cass County, our office is at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.